It simply means that the economic environment is repressed, which means that people cannot exercise their right to start and operate businesses in a friendly environment. So the environment is not necessarily user-friendly. Let me give a very good example that most listeners are familiar with. If you want to run a combi business, it's so difficult. You have to deal with the local authorities. They have to charge their rates. You have to deal with the Zimra. They charge what they call presumptive checks. You have to deal with the policemen on the road. You have to deal with so many layers of agencies that need to get something out of your businesses. So it becomes very difficult to run a business in such an environment. That's why we are number 175 out of 178.
But Dr. Kanyenze, some would view the economic freedom that you are talking of as the liberty of multinational companies to loot and plunder in developing countries.
Well, there are laws that ensure that that does not happen. In the case of Zimbabwe, as you are probably aware, it's the opposite that is happening. Foreign companies fear to come to Zimbabwe because of indigenization laws, lack of clarity. Everything has been left to discretion of line ministers. So you have to negotiate with the line minister to cede 51% of your business to an indigenous person. So it becomes very difficult to cede to someone who doesn't have the money to pay for that share of the business. So it brings in a lot of uncertainty. And hence, at the moment, no one is prepared to invest their money in Zimbabwe.